Former heroin addict Joe Lucas started abusing alcohol and drugs when he was 10. From marijuana, he moved on to prescription drugs, painkillers, and then heroin by the time he was 18. Eventually, his life hit rock bottom.
In particular, a best friend of mine, he laid in my arms and took his last breath as a result of a heroin overdose. And I was sober within the week. You know, I got into treatment. I got into detox and started the process, which, you know, has me here sober today.
Lucas, now a counselor at the Drug and Alcohol Rehab Prospect House in Price Hill, says helping others helps him stop thinking about his own problems. Price Hill and Avondale are two of the places people from the suburbs go to buy heroin, according to Lieutenant Brad Winall of the Regional Enforcement Narcotics Unit, or RENEW. He says it's easy to spot users from Sycamore and Anderson Townships, as well as people from Kentucky, Indiana, and Claremont County. Since the Sheriff's Department's public meetings in May, detectives have arrested about 100 people. In a single drug bust, they recovered 7.4 pounds of heroin after a five-month investigation in Sycamore Township, Elmwood, Cincinnati, and St. Bernard. He says most of the heroin comes to Cincinnati from Chicago.
I can't get into a lot of new technology and things that we're incorporating, of course. It would jeopardize our investigations, but it's fair to say that we're all trying to get on the cutting edge of technology in order to stay ahead of the advancements made by people that have billions of dollars to spend to try to get their drugs and product to market.
In the meantime, more people are dying here. Winall says since the beginning of the year, 71 people have died as a result of unintended overdoses.